Hi, I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio, where we talk about how to thrive in a toxic world. And it really is necessary for us to talk about this because there are many toxic chemicals out in the world. Yet, there are also many things that are not toxic. And what this show is about is helping us identify what's toxic so that we can avoid it, but also to identify what are the good, safe things that we can use and do so that we can have good health and be happy and productive and have the lives that we want to live without being encumbered by the dangers of toxic chemicals. And that's why we're here. Today is Tuesday, September 2nd, 2013, and we've just had the Labor Day weekend, and I hope you had a great weekend. I had a great weekend because I was redesigning my website, and it's not completely done, but there's a lot of the new design is up. So if you want to go take a look at toxicfreetalkradio.com, and I'm really happy with the way it looks, and I'm excited to finish that project this afternoon. I also wanted to tell you about something that I realized this weekend, and that is some of you who have been listening on a regular basis know that recently my husband of 26 years and I are no longer together. We actually were divorced a couple of years ago, but we still were friends and housemates, and I know that sounds strange, but anyway, he is now off living in California after he was in an accident where he broke his back. And so I'm on my own for the first time in 26 years. And I'm just noticing how many things he used to do for me that I don't know how to do. And one of them that came up for me this weekend was checking the air in my tires on my car. And I think probably before I met him 26 years ago, I knew how to do that, but I haven't done it in 26 years because he always did it for me. And I'm wondering, well, how many pounds of pressure are supposed to be in a tire? And how do I use the tire gauge? And where do I go to put new air in my tire, more air in the tires? And I realized that if you're going to go do something, if you're going to move into a better life, like with toxics, if you're going to remove toxic chemicals from your life, there's just going to be things that you're going to need to learn, that you're going to need new information, you're going to need new skills, that you're not going to be doing things in the same way as you've been accustomed to doing them. And that's another reason why I'm doing this show, is because I've been living without toxic chemicals for more than 30 years. I know something about this, but I realize that most people in the world don't. They don't have that kind of experience. And by listening to the show, by bringing my guests on, you can see what the possibilities are. But you are going to have to learn a new way of doing things. And that's going to require a little bit of trial and error and finding out where to go to buy these products, how to choose them, all those things. Just like I need to learn where to go put air in my tire, you're going to need to learn where you can go to buy an organic cotton sheet or whatever it is that you're wanting to buy. And all of that kind of information is on my website. It's on this show. It's on the website of other people. And it really is all out there for you. It's just you taking those steps to decide that you're going to live in a toxic-free way and learn how to do that. And I'll try to make it as easy and fun and interesting as possible. But it all comes down to you taking those steps. And I do want to just encourage you by saying that every time in the past 30 years, that I have decided to give up something familiar and toxic for something unfamiliar and safer, I've always been happy with that choice. It's always more pleasurable to use and more interesting and more beautiful and more compatible with me. So take a chance. Do something different. Learn a new skill. Get familiar with something new. It's going to be worth it, believe me. So today we're going to talk about art. We're going to talk about paint and about toxic chemicals in paint and about safe paints that you can use that are made from earth pigments and other natural ingredients. My guest today is Leah Fanning Meeben. I wanted to make sure I said that right. Leah Fanning Meeben, and she has a website called naturalearthpaint.com, where she sells paints that she's developed made out of natural materials. She's also an incredible artist, and you can go to her artist website, which is fanningart.com, and see her gorgeous paintings. And she was an oil painter for many years until she got sick, and then she developed some natural paints. Leah, thanks for being with me today.
Yeah, thanks so much for inviting me, Deborah.
You're welcome. So tell us your story instead of me telling your story.
Sure, yeah. Yeah, it kind of started out way back in art school, back when I was first learning how to paint with oil paints for the first time. And my teachers there all pretty much taught the standard way of teaching oil paint with all the toxins involved. And then they were all really wonderful teachers, but they just all taught the same thing. And so I just assumed that all of these toxins were just kind of a necessary evil to painting really high-quality art. So I just kind of accepted it back then. And even right from the beginning, in my studio, as soon as I started to paint, I would have really bad headaches and allergy reactions and sneezing. And it was pretty immediate right when I started. So, but then after that, my husband and I moved to Boulder, Colorado, and met my husband. Mm-hmm. And we started getting into all natural, earth-friendly everything. And I became a full-time artist. And mm-hmm. just continued to use all of these super toxic supplies just because that was my art, and I felt like I couldn't sacrifice quality to make any changes. So I just continued suffering through all of my crazy symptoms mm-hmm. For quite a while. And then we had kind of a shift. We moved to Oregon. And we got even more into just trying to have a zero footprint on the earth. And we built a natural earthen home and lived there for many years off the grid with composting toilets and wood stoves and just a very natural, non-toxic lifestyle. But I was still using all these toxic paints in my studio down the road, which is crazy. And I just didn't know of any alternative at the time and didn't know that anything could be high quality and eco-friendly.
What kind of symptoms did you have?
Mainly just really severe headaches and sneezing and fatigue and just various allergic reactions.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are having those kinds of symptoms, but they don't know that it's toxic chemicals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So tell us about when you got to a point where you decided that was enough and you found the paints that you use now.
Well, something kind of happened, I guess it was 5 years ago, which completely was a huge catalyst to get me to make a huge change. And I got pregnant for the first time with my baby. Mm-hmm. And literally about a week later, I also got accepted for a really huge solo show, art exhibit, which would happen the week before my child was due.
Ooh.
Which meant that I would have to paint about 25 huge oil paintings throughout my entire pregnancy.
And so before you tell us about the rest of it, we need to take a short commercial break. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio, and my guest today is Leah Fanning Meeben, and she's does beautiful artwork. You should go to her website and see her paintings at fanningart.com, and she's going to be telling us more about the all-natural, toxic-free earth paints that she developed when we come back. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio, and my guest today is Leah Fanning Meebon. She's an artist who's developed some totally toxic-free natural earth paints, and we're going to learn more about them now. So, Leah, tell us about your inspiration. You had a big show. You needed to paint a lot of paintings, and you were pregnant all at the same time. So then what happened next?
Well, when that happened, it just plunged me into figuring out how to get rid of all my toxins immediately. So I couldn't wait at all anymore and just did tons and tons of research and experimentation and just figured it out pretty quickly how to get rid of all the toxins in the oil painting process. So that was basically how the artist paint came about. And then about a year after my son was born, I had the idea to make children's paints too out of the natural earth pigments that I use in the oil paint. So that's how that happened.
Well, tell us about some of the toxic chemicals that are in paints. I know that you're a professional artist, so the paints you're using might be different from the paints that people are using at home. But what kind of toxic chemicals should people be concerned about in paints?
Well, in typical oil paints, there's lots of different toxins. There's really bad heavy metal toxins like cadmium and cobalt. And then the pigments in oil paints are usually petroleum-based synthetic pigments. And then there's usually some toxic preservatives, too, and also fillers. So there's lots of pretty nasty things in typical oil paints. And then you also use turpentine or mineral spirits in oil painting to clean your brushes and thin your paint. And those have VOCs, and they off-gas. And you're actually, after you paint your paintings, they continue to off your paintings off-gas into your room.
I remember my grandmother, my mother's mother, was an oil painter, and she was always painting, and I remember that smell of the paint and the thinner and all of that, and the pictures continuing to have that smell. And I used to spend my summers with her, so I was exposed to a lot of that kind of day in and day out. And she had me, as a child, she had me painting with those paints right next to her. So that's, I think, an exposure that I had that I hadn't really thought about before.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Mineral spirits, for people who don't know exactly what that is, mineral spirits are a mixture of different solvents that are VOCs, volatile organic chemicals, and so they evaporate and volatilize into the air, and then you breathe them and they go into your lungs and immediately they go into your bloodstream. The thing about mineral spirits is, and they have a lot of different names for this, but the thing about it is that you never know exactly what's in it or what, how toxic it might be, because there's no standard formula for making mineral spirits. They just take all the solvents that are around, whatever's cheapest, and they throw them all together. So one batch of mineral spirits might be very different from another batch of mineral spirits. And so you could be being exposed to some very toxic things if you're using mineral spirits for anything.
Yeah.
Are there toxic chemicals in paints that people might be buying at a hobby store, art supply store?
There's that. The more common paint usually is acrylic paint, just for more crafting, and that's generally thought of as more net eco-friendly since it's water-based, but acrylic paint is basically just liquid plastic with petroleum-based pigments, so...
Acrylic is a plastic.
Yeah. So it's just 100% petroleum, so... It's not, you can definitely smell it when you're painting with it, and not great for the water supply when you wash it down the drain. But yeah, also just regular children's paints in any art supply store have lots of toxins in them too, which was really shocking when I had my child and did a little research. And even though most of them say non-toxic on the label or certified non-toxic, it really doesn't mean much of anything, and there's very, very little regulation on ingredients in kids' paints, and they never list them on the package. So they, lots of times kids' paints have heavy metals like cadmium, and the most common preservative in kids' paints is formaldehyde, which is a carcinogen, and lots of other petrochemicals, and petroleum-based pigments. So all of that is in kids' paints, which is very shocking and something that every parent should know when they're letting their kids paint.
Could you explain to us about the labels that are on paint, that like the AP non-toxic? What does that actually mean?
Well, it has... It just basically means that they've passed the U.S. regulation standard for non-toxic, but there's really not much required to pass that. You kind of just send in your information about what's in your paint, and no one does any testing on it. So
Kind
of just trusting the people. Yeah.
I didn't know that. I haven't done, because I'm not an artist and I'm not using these paints all the time, I haven't done as much research on art supplies as other things that I've researched that I'm using myself all the time. But I thought that the, what's it called? The Arts and Crafts Materials Institute, they're the ones, isn't that what it's called? I'm trying to remember the name.
Sure.
They're the ones that run that program, and I thought that they were actually, that they had toxicologists on their staff and that they were testing for those things.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know that for a fact. You probably know more about it than I do. Anyway, we need to take another break, and when we come back, we're going to learn all about Leah's natural earth paints. I am Deborah Lynn Dadd, and this is Toxic Free Talk Radio. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd, and my guest today is Leah Fanning Meebon, and she's an artist who developed a line of earth paints, eco-friendly, toxic-free. Before the break, we were talking about the little symbol on packages of art supplies, AP and CL. These used to, I'm actually now looking at the website for this organization. It's the Art and Creative Materials Institute. I think their little emblems used to say non-toxic on them, but they don't anymore. And, but they conform to a certain standard. And I guess what I need to find out what that standard is, and I'll talk to them, and we'll cover that on another show. So let's go back to what you're doing, Leah. I wanted to ask you a question about your paints, just from an artistic viewpoint. I know that for myself, sometimes I run into things like, I'm pretty familiar with natural dyes, because I used to know somebody who would dye fabric using only plant-based dyes. And I know that sometimes there's limitations on what you can do with the colors when you're taking a natural route. Whereas if you, the synthetic dyes and pigments and everything has such an array of colors that you could have practically any color you want. Do you find that you have any limitations as an artist by using the natural pigments, or are you able to mix up pretty much any color you want?
Well, that's a good question. The earth pigments definitely don't come in every single color. I mean, our paints are made with just pure natural earth and minerals, so you can't get a very bright purple with natural earth, I found, and you can't get, like, bright cadmium reds or yellows with natural earth. But what you do get is really beautiful, radiant, natural hues, which actually I think are even more beautiful than the really, really bright, more fluorescent colors. And they come
Go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you.
I was going to say they come in surprisingly huge array of colors in natural earth. You can get a really great red, orange, yellow, green, a very bright blue from minerals, brown, different browns, of course, black, white, and we do have a violet, but it's more of an earthy violet.
I found, too, that I've also worked with milk paint. I've painted walls with milk paint, and when I remodeled my bathroom, we used colored clay plaster. And so when you're working with those paints and plasters, it's all earth pigments, and so the only colors that you can use are the ones that are there. But I found that there was a tremendous variety and that I had no disappointment in the colors at all, or no feeling of that there wasn't enough choice. It was just really beautiful. Could you tell me, I don't have an idea of where these earth pigments come from. Can you tell me how they exist in the earth and how they are processed and things like that?
Sure, yeah. They're just natural clay, and they're colored with different natural iron oxides and minerals in the earth.
Do they occur in nature that way, that they're mm-hmm. like being mined from someplace?
Yes, yeah. They're just dug straight from the ground. And you can synthetically make iron oxide, basically rust. But these are just natural clay straight from the earth. And, when I first started the business, I was actually collecting them myself and going out in the woods and digging them up and, grinding and sifting and sieving them into a very, very fine powder. So that's basically the only processing part. It's just the grinding part into a very, very fine powder. So.
And then how does it turn into a paint?
Well,
you just mix water and it goes on. See, I'm not an artist. I don't know how this works.
Yeah. Well, paint is extremely easy to make paint. Anyone can do it. You basically just add pigment to a binder. And there's many, many different types of binders. Throughout history, since the cavemen, people have used tree sap or blood or milk or eggs. Or, you know, there's lots of different things you could add that acts basically as a glue to mix in with the pigment and so that it will attach to a surface. So, like the Egyptians and Etruscans and the, you know, medieval monks, they all used natural earth pigments and a binder.
Yes.
Our paint. Oh, go ahead.
There's a huge history of people using natural earth pigments for paints because I guess the first synthetic color wasn't developed until the 1800s. And so prior to that, any color that you see on a wall in an ancient building, any colors, I mean, didn't artists like Leonardo da Vinci, they had to mix up their own paints. They couldn't just go down to the art store and buy them in a tube.
That's right, yeah.
All those pre-industrial paintings by those great masters were all from completely natural paints.
That's right. And you can see how long they've lasted.
Very long.
Yeah.
Some of those paints are like hundreds and hundreds of years old.
Yeah, I mean, if you think of the cave paintings, they're at least 40,000 years old. And those are natural earth pigments on those walls. So,
that's incredible.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at all your beautiful paintings on your website. And are all these recent natural paints paintings, or are some of them synthetic paints from before?
Well, you can kind of tell on the colors. If you go to my abstracts page, there's one section called Art from the Earth, and those mm-hmm. are all paintings that were done with the natural earth paint, natural earth oil paint. And those were all, that's pretty much everything I've painted in the last 3 years since I've been only exclusively using these paints. So, but
these
then before that, you can see the, my other paints were a little bit more bright neon colors.
They're a little bit more bright, but you know, I naturally gravitate towards the softer colors, and even I was just working on redesigning my website, and I'm always picking these soft colors that look like these earth colors rather than the bright colors that look so synthetic.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll be back after this break. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. And we're here today with my guest, Leah Fanning Meeben. And we're talking about art and paint and toxic chemicals and how to not have toxic chemicals in your paint. We'll be right back. You're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. And my guest today is Leah Fanning Meeben. You know, I'm so careful about pronouncing your name because I like it when people pronounce my name correctly.
Yeah.
Leah Fanning Meeben. I'll get it before the end of the show. And I've just been enjoying looking through both of her websites during the breaks, I should say, because that's what I do during the break is I sit here and I look at people's websites. Let me give you the URLs. One is naturalearthpaint.com, and her artist site is fanningart.com. On naturalearthpaint.com, you can find her professional artist oil paints, which are simply earth pigments and walnut oil. And there's also the children's earth paints. And there's also a base painting kit, and there's a book that she's done painted all the pictures for, and it's just a lovely, lovely site. It's if I felt like that I had any aptitude for painting anything, I would buy all these paints and paint away because I just think that it looks like a wonderful thing to do. And especially, I think, if I had a child, I would get the children's paints just right away and let them go for it. You know, when you put things on your skin, the toxic chemicals can be absorbed right through your skin. So if your children are finger painting, you don't want to buy the toxic finger paint. You'd want to buy something like this. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah,
it's our children's paints are just simply natural earth and organic milk proteins. So it's very pure and completely natural, only two ingredients. So,
well, it sounds like even if they accidentally put their fingers in their mouth, that it wouldn't harm them at all.
Yeah, it's just dirt and milk, basically. So
yeah,
it will probably won't taste very good. But
yeah. Do you find that as an artist that you have a different experience working with the natural materials than the synthetic materials? Does it feel different to you?
Well, the natural paints or the natural pigments come, the particles of the pigments are kind of irregular sizes since they're natural, and the synthetic pigments are just very uniform since they're made synthetically. And so when light bounces through the pigments, it kind of bounces off all of these irregular edges and makes the paint a lot more luminous and radiant. So that's another good benefit of the earth pigments as opposed to the synthetic.
Ooh, I like that idea. I like that idea. You have an article on your website called Why is Earth Paint Sacred? Can you tell us about that?
Oh, yeah, that was about the Aboriginal cultures in Australia and how creating paints with natural earth was a very sacred process for them. And all of their ochre sites, they call them ochre natural earth sites, where they would harvest the clay, were very sacred and private. And it was, the process of painting their bodies and spiritual rituals was very big for their culture. And lots of, I mean, most indigenous cultures all over the world use natural earth pigments and use them in ceremonies and spiritual reasons. So.
And a lot of tribal cultures did paint their bodies, painted their faces. So this whole modern idea of face painting isn't such a strange thing.
Yeah, absolutely. It was, you know, ever since the cavemen, we've been painting our bodies with pigment and bear fat or oil or whatever binder that they wanted to use. And it's not until very recent times that our face paints are now super toxic and filled with synthetic and toxins and heavy metals and lots of nasty things. So this is very crazy that you would create something to put on your skin that's filled with toxins. But
there are many products that are exactly like that. Many beauty products and lotions and shampoos and all those things are full of toxic chemicals. We put them on our bodies. They get absorbed through our skin immediately. And you don't want to put heavy metals on your children's faces. This is just not a good thing to do. So this is really great that you have an alternative for that. So did I miss anything? Is there anything else that you want to talk about, your work?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe if you just, on our website, we have lots of different articles and resources and nature-based craft and art projects for kids and natural paint recipes to make different types of paints with our pigments. So there's lots of stuff on the website if you want to check it out and see what's there.
Yeah. So you sell the pigments separate. And you also sell them made into paint, right?
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
So people can make their own paints. Okay, good. That's a good thing to know. Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm so glad that you came to talk to us today about this because it's such an important subject, and that I think that art is an important thing for people to experience. And I know that even though I'm not a painter, I'm an artist in my writing and in my doing my graphic design for my website and as a writer, and I'm also a musician, and so I know that art comes from within and is something that needs to be expressed, and so it's so good to have a way that we can be creating colorful art, visual art, painting and then painting our bodies, painting paper, painting canvas, painting our walls, whatever, and to do it in a way that connects us with the earth instead of doing it in a way that's toxic. So you're listening to Toxic Free Talk Radio. You can go to my website and find out more about Toxic Free Talk Radio by going to toxicfreetalkradio.com. And if you go to And you particularly want to go today because I just put up my new artistic expression of my new banner across the top. I haven't redesigned the whole entire site, but I put up a new banner because I wanted it to communicate more what the site's about in a way that it wasn't before. And I'm very excited about it. It gives me my artistic expression to be able to play with the colors and do all these things. So when you go to toxicfreetalkradio.com, what you'll find is, first of all, you'll find the upcoming shows for the current week. And so we have, today we had Leah, and tomorrow we're going to be talking about gluten-free skin products. And on Thursday, my friend Annie B. Bond, author of many books, is going to be here. We're going to be talking about toxic-free cleaning basics. We've both been doing this for a long time, so we both know a lot about how you can clean your house in very simple and natural ways without buying toxic cleaning products. And on Friday of this week is show number 100. I can't believe it's like this time has gone by so fast. I can't believe that I've already done 100 shows, but Friday will be show number 100, and I'm working on planning something special. to celebrate, because 100, it's a lot doing this 5 days a week. But I have to say that I really love doing these shows, that when it gets to be 11:45 and I know that I'm going to go on at 12 o'clock, I just brighten up. It's the highlight of my day, actually. I have a pretty wonderful life, but this is, I love talking about things that are better for life, things that are better for health. And I love talking to all the people who are doing better things for our lives and for our planet. And so in addition to finding out who's going to be on this week, I also have all the shows archived. You can listen to all 100 shows, except for show number one, didn't get recorded. But you go to the archives and you can see all the other guests that have been on. You could listen to today's show again if you want to. You can listen to them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, anywhere in the world, on any device that picks up the internet. And you can share them with your friends. You can download them, whatever it is you want. Just listen and get the information, because if you apply the information that is in these shows, you'll have a less toxic life and we'll have a less toxic world. Across the top of the page, right under my picture of me holding my book, Toxic Free, you'll see there's a navigation bar where you can go to different parts of my website. If you click on shop, that will take you to Deborah's list, and you'll be able to find hundreds of links to all kinds of toxic-free products. Some of the businesses that are listed there have been guests, and many more will be guests in the future. But you'll find almost anything that you need right there. I'm Deborah Lynn Dadd. This is Toxic Free Talk Radio. And I'll be back tomorrow.